Awesome. So here we are back at it on the Monday evening. The wildcard show with Winfrey. Let's see what's going to happen during this show. 1 hour show until the clock of 7 Pacific. And then we will transfer over to a different conference call, as this is as usual. Here in this now a simulcast with a conference call at 7 p.m. Pacific. We do our daily whole planet healing call, which can only be accessed per phone. Everybody's welcome, no charge, just hang out with people and go through our steps of invoking the light, doing meditation, putting stuff you want in the love light. I welcome the next caller here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jennifer from Greensburg. Hi, everybody.
Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you. Hi,
I'm Lori. And I want to say still about the whole planet healing. The phone number to call in is 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250-513-pound. And you can find this phone number also at wholeplanethealing.com. And I welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. And if you just joined in online through BBS Radio, we welcome you. Happy Monday night. And we wait for Winfrey and Terry Brown to join in. I welcome the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Grandma White Dove in Idaho.
Welcome, Grandma White Dove.
Thank you.
Hi, White Dove.
Yeah, hi, Ron.
And on every Wednesday, we have a conference call, questions and answers with the Elohim. I welcome the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Welcome, Terry.
Today is Monday.
Today is Monday.
Right.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
And welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Good evening,
Hi, Roger.
Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, everybody.
Is Win on his way?
He told me to call in 5 minutes ago.
You're right.
Let me go check.
Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Squimming. Joy and Squimming.
Hey, Squimming Joy. Welcome.
Hi, it's Hi. Bonnie in California.
Welcome, Bonnie.
Hi, guys.
I really like the name Squim.
Yeah. Good evening, welcome. Please say a name or location.
Hello, hi, this is Debbie, Costa Mesa.
Welcome, Debbie.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Hi, Debbie.
Hello.
Hi.
The snow artist is mind-blowing.
Isn't that nice? Yeah.
Well, welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Wynn.
Welcome. Hi, Wynn.
Oh, there he is. Hi,
Wynn.
Hi, Wynn. Hi. Hey, hi.
Yes?
Do you see the second line down on the, what do you call it, the console? There's somebody that says BBS, and then it has somebody's name.
Okay, I have it in a different order. I have the last caller last. But BBS, yeah, that's BBS Radio.
Yeah, but it's not Don's name.
That's right, that's right. So it doesn't matter.
or Doug's name.
Calling in, what's that?
It's not Don or Doug's name.
No. Doesn't matter.
You know who it is?
Yeah.
Somebody new?
Somebody who works now? Somebody who works for BBS.
Okay.
And we are live on BBS. I welcome all of you guys and girls, men, women, who are listening into tonight's show.
You know, I think I wanted to have a conversation about whole planet healing. Is that okay with everybody?
Why not?
Sure. Sure.
Please. I think it's kind of amazing what's happened.
Let's get the recorder going, man. Yeah?
Okay, start the recording.
And today it is March 8th.
The recording has started.
This is March 8th, 2021, Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And I want to have a group call. You know, would you like to say your name and your city?
Oh, hi, it's Joni in St. Louis.
Debbie?
Joni.
Oh, Joni. Hi,
in
Joni.
In St. Louis. Hi.
Hi, Joni.
Hi.
Hi, Joni.
Hi.
Do any of you know why it's amazing?
Is that rhetorical?
What's that? Is that Lauren?
Yeah.
Because
is that somebody getting? Somebody's getting out of their car. Now somebody said
Because of coordination of the different parts. And the different personalities presenting the different parts.
Yeah, that's true.
Flowing together better.
That's true. But there's more.
I'm ready for you to reveal what you're thinking.
I wanted to see if somebody else would reveal. Maybe not. Maybe I have to do it, okay?
I'm guessing it's the love. I'm guessing it's the evolving higher level of love that is coming together.
That's part of it.
Okay, I'm done.
Now, Cecil's not on, is he? But Jennifer's on, okay? And who was that? That was Roger. No. And what did you say, Lauren?
I said a rhetorical question.
Is that a rhetorical question? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think the answer was implied in the question. For anyone listening on BBS who doesn't come into Whole Planet Healing, this call might not make sense. See if you can get into it. Now, I may be wrong because we're still growing, okay? And part of what I do is I monitor what's happening because the problem with this job that Terry and I have is you can never finish it. And you get to one place, and it leads to another. And then you get there, and it leads to another. It's like there's always a tetra. There's no end point. And the truth of the matter is, life is like that. Like when you think you want to accomplish something, and you've accomplished it, suddenly there's another plateau that comes into view. Have you guys experienced that?
Yes, recently.
Recently, okay.
With this call.
Pardon me?
With this call. The opportunity to stretch further is every night.
Oh. Well,
and I see that as a good thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, the more you're in the now, the more you're in the present, the accomplishments are less significant. I mean, accomplishments are good. There's a good aspect to an accomplishment because it means you can have another accomplishment and another. One accomplishment by itself, you can stand in the glory of it for a moment. And then it's in the distance and it's on to the next. So, to me, what's happening on Whole Planet Healing is multifaceted, because number one, joy is coming in at the beginning, and she is able to relax people and make them feel comfortable. Cecil comes in and calls in the light, and he's able to help ground everything, his energy. Not just the idea of calling in the light, but that adds to it. But he is grounded. And then the way we've been working it is Terry comes in next, or myself. And Terry adds credibility to something that is hard to believe. She's so sincere. And then Joni comes in, and she's getting better.
Do you mean Bonnie?
I'm getting to Bonnie.
Did you say Joni comes in?
No, no. Did I say Joni or Jennifer?
I think you said Joni.
She said Joni.
I said Joni?
Yeah. But we know what you mean.
I think
better get ready, Joni.
I'm thinking if Joni will be next. And because this is not an exclusive club. Terry comes in, and then Bonnie comes in, and it's a great flow. Because Terry is the channel, and it's hard to believe that in the next moment you hear what Terry said. And
yeah.
you know, it's like the dynamic or the... The dynamic of energy, because Terry sounds vulnerable, and it's, you know, it doesn't sound like someone that could learn through knowledge like that.
Right.
I mean, nobody does, but Terry in particular doesn't. And then she does it, and she blows everybody's mind because it's so deep.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like we're doing a full service rehabilitation. It's not the right word. A full service tune-up on everybody on the call. And it's like you get the upliftment of the loving energy we all have. You get the wisdom of the channeling, whatever it is. Or sometimes it's beyond wisdom, but it wakes up cellular memories from the past. And then we get to start healing the planet with Jennifer and bringing in the light to all the earthquake zones. And then everybody else comes in and says what they say. And then I close it, and it's kind of like the wrapping on a gift. You know, I'm just like, and I'm very anxious for some new people to come in and see what happens. Because my feeling is it might be really effective. I mean, one of my challenges is how do I get people interested in this? And as you all know, for the longest time, it would be the story of two girlfriends. And I'm sure you're also so bored with that story that, but it worked.
No. No, it's not boring because of what you're about to say.
Yeah.
It worked because it just worked. It's because it's true.
Because it's true. It's kind of like mixing National Enquirer with God. You know, people are fascinated with people's personal lives. Okay? That's why there's so much news about it constantly on the internet. So it's revealing this aspect of what happened to me in a personal way. Here goes another sneeze. I gotta mute myself before those sneezes come up. Excuse me. But the whole call is a way to introduce the work in a very compacted, I know it's over an hour. That's not very compacted. It might be able to be compacted more, but still it's compacted for all the territory that's covered. And Jennifer's, you know, closing with all the healing to all the people. I mean, I am amazed. It's kind of like, I will know we're really making it when some of you invite somebody to the call and they stay. And they keep coming back. Where we reach somebody. And, you know, Phyllis asked me, what could be better? Well, you know, the more you do it, the better it gets. But you do a great job of setting up the energy, Phyllis. Great. And you'll only get better. And Bonnie is doing, I mean, I'm listening to Bonnie read these things, and I said, oh, my God, did we do that?
Yeah.
I'm sure, I'm feeling Terry is saying that, too, right? So, and all of you are holding the energy and being steady. You know, remember that movie with Kevin Costner about a baseball diamond?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you remember the one line from
if
that
you
movie?
Build
that
ever, it and they will come.
If you build it, they will come, right.
Yep.
Now, I may be wrong, but I think that that's exactly what we're doing. It we're building it.
Yeah.
And it's getting where I'm not afraid to ask people. So in any case.
May I say something? This is Jennifer.
Yes, Jennifer.
Okay, I'd like to say at the beginning, Phyllis, this whole thing has sort of just grown up organically. I don't know that you had this exactly in mind, but what is happening here is just amazing. And Joy, at the beginning, doing almost a meditation relaxation very quickly, but it's very effective. I find to get myself in the frame of mind for the rest of the call. It's it's perfect, absolutely perfect. Thank
wow.
you. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank
yeah.
you.
And
Thank
it
you
just
for
sort
receiving.
Of grows, you know, it grows organically. And because at the beginning, when you didn't have this in mind, I know you didn't, but maybe we're volunteering to free up some of your energies. Too. You know, you don't, the bulk of the call isn't on your shoulders right now.
Right.
You can take it back anytime you want. But this way, it frees up some of your energy. And I think maybe that's a good thing. And then also, too, we each one of us contributes our own individual energies. And that can
yes.
really help. You know?
Yes.
I'm a
yes.
I'm like, every night, I'm like in amazement at what is transpiring. It's so inspiring.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Me too. And
I'm often amazed that when I think about, you know, what am I going to say? How am I going to say it? Well, how can I give the best effect for serving, you know, everybody else who wants to know what's going on with this call or something? And I think, when did this whole call by himself?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh! For years.
Every
night, and twice in the weekday. I mean, you know, wow.
I don't know how he did it.
It helps me.
And
appreciate it.
Who is that?
Joy.
Joy. And there's
and
another
appreciate
thing.
Appreciate it, man.
There's another thing, and this is a big thing. You know, what we do here, however it happens, next, it's bigger than Terry and I, by far.
Mm-hmm.
We're just the bozos driving the bus.
No.
Well...
You're the cosmic midwife.
It's a cosmic midwife, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tales from a Cosmic Midwife.
That's a great book title.
Let me write that down. I'd like to write that down.
And hi,
great
hi for being there for technical difficulties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, for introducing the other shows.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We couldn't
guys
do without
Hyde.
Yeah. And he's been with Wynn a lot longer than most of us.
Oh,
years,
yeah.
And years and years. Yeah. Long time.
Can I say something real quick?
Please.
Yeah.
This is Joni. All of us have been on the calls for quite a long time. And I always admired Edjana and her group withholding the energy. And when I had like a sabbatical from the calls, and when I came back, it occurred to me that Joni, just hold the energy, be there to hold the energy. So that's what I've been doing, and it's not to put I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm just saying that I have no desire to do reading, you know, jump forward and lead people.
Mm-hmm.
I love holding the energy. And what had happened when I decided to try that was when the Elohim and Ra'an opened up to me. So it was a miracle. I thought, oh, now I understand, you know. And what goes around comes around, sort of. So there are a lot of people that come on the call probably that have that wish for you all to just, you know, bask in the energy and the energy that you produce, but holding the energy, too, to help. So that's all I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Well,
muted. Unmuted.
Can I help you?
I was just turning all the. Did you hear the clicks?
Uh huh.
Lots of them.
Lots of them.
Well, I was turning off the tones, so if somebody comes on through the line, we don't hear.
I'm
the,
here.
You're here. About time. Jesus.
I fired the thing a long time ago, brother.
I'd fire you, except you're irreplaceable.
He is irreplaceable. You're right.
But you guys don't know what I've gone through over the years. I don't think you have a clue.
Right.
I mean,
how could we?
You know, if I tried to delegate things to people, people would compete with each other. They thought they were big shots. They thought they were riding on my coattails because I was going to become famous, which I still may.
Who cares, though? That's 3D stuff there.
I know it.
It is assembled now when we're not...
I know that. I'm not accusing you of that.
Wonderful. No, I love it. I'm saying thank you.
And the other thing is, if something happens to Terry and myself, I can rest peacefully because I know you guys are going to carry on.
Right. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, let's hope
whatever,
that doesn't happen anytime
soon. Yeah, whatever. But whatever happens in the future, you guys are ground. We are grounding this energy into this realm, and it's never been done before. And it has to be. It's not about anything less than that, and we're grounding it in such a way that it can continue for thousands of years. You guys ever think of that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean,
I mean, there could be a whole spiritual movement that would educate people to the real reality. And not a religion, but just a whole frame of education. It's amazing, but we got to get all these books made. That's the problem. Okay. It all, yeah.
You know what? We're working on upping our cash flow.
Good.
You know, the hard part is upping your cash flow without getting drawn into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's hard. You know, it's, whether you have a job or a business. Unless I figure out ways for you guys to make money where I make a little bit. And I'm working on that, okay? because
that'd be good.
In this period of time, it feels like it's important to be grounded financially.
Uh-huh.
It's like the world is too unstable. And when you don't have much money, your options are more limited. And luckily, I know how to live. You know, I have the experience of living from day to day on the street, and I loved it. You know, I have a little RV, which I've had now for a number of years, which I have to say, I think Terry bought it for me. Did you buy that for me, Terry? Terry? Well, where'd she go? I know where she is. She's looking for her mute button.
That's exactly right.
Oh, very funny.
I bought you the car. I bought you your car.
But didn't you buy the little? Didn't you buy the little RV?
You know what? I don't remember buying that. I remember you were very happy when you found it, and I don't know. I don't remember if I helped you with it or not. Maybe I don't remember.
All right. But Terry has been my angel for many years, long before she ever channels. And I have been her scoundrel for just as many years.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Who said yep?
Who oh, Bonnie.
That? Bonnie.
And you probably planned it long ahead of time before you came here.
Mm-hmm.
I could just see you coming and going and coming back and going away. I've got this date with an ethereal blonde. All I have to do is find her.
Well, it was more like I was on the other side, and
she was looking for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I came in here looking for him.
Yeah.
He was so much fun. You know, it was on the other side. He was so much fun, and then he kept trying to show me how to shoot energy, and I couldn't get it. He kept saying, "Okay, here's what you do." And I couldn't do anything. I was like dead in the water, and it's like, then one day he disappeared, and I go, where'd he go? It was kind of boring without him.
Awesome. That's probably the Elohim and Ra group feel also.
So did you relate
that story in your books?
What I was reading, where they were saying that some of them came to look for their cousins and their brothers, and you probably related to that.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a good topic for tonight, for Terry's talk.
Oh, you mean for Whole Planet Healing?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I just want Terry to say, knock, knock, they were knocking on my head. And she would say, do you have anything to say to me? And then they said, no, we want to talk to Wynn. Why can't you talk to me?
Right, yeah.
I never thought Terry could be public figure, you know?
Yeah.
And
she's blossomed.
No, oh, I know. I knew it. She's...
I had a lead in my senior play in school. I found it much easier to play a part than to be me, because then I know what to say.
Yeah. Well, you're doing really, really well with your off the cuff script. No script.
You are, script. Terry. I love hearing you just chit chat about things. It's so much fun. From your perspective. Yeah, it's awesome.
Right.
Uh-huh. And both of you put so much energy over the phone. Oh my goodness. The energy comes over the line.
Sure does.
I'll read you one of my poems. This poem won some award somewhere. I'm trying to remember. And you want to hear it?
Yep.
Sure.
It's called, I'm trying to remember. They made up an award for it. I submitted it to something. And they just couldn't stop laughing. It's called A Self-Serving Poem. Women love poets. Who else could turn a night of passion into immortalized verse? Who else could express their femininity so eloquently? The desirability published for all the world to know. One good night of passion could actually turn into a lifelong advertisement in a woman's quest to find love and marriage. Not to the poet, of course. So if the opportunity ever presents itself, never turn down the chance to sleep with a poet. And be sure you inspire him and make him very happy.
Written by a poet.
Yeah.
Willow, is Willow on the line? Willow will clobber me for that. You know that?
Oh,
well.
My mother.
Oh, goodness.
And here. Now, you want to hear a good poem?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Oh, that was pretty good. Okay?
That was really good.
Okay. Let's see. You know, when I was writing poetry, my goal was always to try to find the divine in the ordinary, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is a good poem here, okay? Let me see here. Come on, open up, open up, open up. It's opening, I hope. Let's see.
My computer doesn't mind me that well. I tried to get into a Zoom room today, and it wouldn't let me in.
Oh, don't you hate that?
And you don't bring them over here. You get dirty.
No. This poem is really deep. I mean, it's so deep I don't even like to read it, but I'll read it, okay? God bless the innocent, the naive, the gullible, the meek. The world is waiting to rape and plunder them, like lambs to the slaughter. They readily give up whatever they have to the next kind person, the next well-spoken, sweet-talking, manipulative bastard who's learned to cloak his evil intentions beneath his seductive persona. The innocent, the naive, the gullible, the meek. See only the cheese until the trap snaps and they are caught. And when nothing is left to be taken from them, they are abandoned and left to bleed. They are no longer the innocent, the naive, the gullible, the meek. They have joined a new club, the victimized, the embittered. And the deeply wounded, afraid to trust, afraid to love, withdrawing into the agony of their isolation, entering the dark night of their soul. Hopefully, they will contemplate their weaknesses and understand their pain. And if they truly succeed, they will become members of yet a new club. A club that understands discernment and wisdom. God bless the innocent, the naive, the gullible, and the meek. Perhaps the meek really shall inherit the earth. But not right now. Only after they walk through the fires of hell. Learn to stand up against the corrupt and recognize evil for what it is. Only then shall the earth be theirs. The irony is, they're no longer meek. And they no longer want the earth. They are already moving on to other worlds, other dimensions. But that's okay. There's a new crop of fresh-faced innocents ready to take their place.
Wow.
That poem really is hard to read. You know?
It's true for now.
It's true for all time.
Right.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Let's see. You want to hear another one?
Yeah.
There's a cute one. Come on, there we go. So there I was, laying in bed at 2 a.m., thinking all these beautiful and wonderful and crazy thoughts. And I was confronted with the choice of trying to fall asleep or getting up like a raving lunatic and firing up my laptop and capturing my thoughts. As you can see, I did the latter. So with that introduction, there I was, looking at the dark ceiling and communing with your spirit, thinking, what should be normally unmentionable thoughts? No, not about sex, but communicating with you on a cellular level. No, not about phones. From the inside of your being out, and knowing you were feeling that also, on some level, and maybe every level, because the energy back bounced back to me as if it hit the perfect mirror for my soul, and part of you and part of me and part of creation were eternally bonded together. So it's not about possessing someone else's body for a moment. It's about accessing and feeling someone's love at any given moment. It's about releasing oneself from the confines of this earthly body and merging with the spirit of another being who has also expanded their reality beyond space and time. So in other words, to keep it simple, it's nice having you in my life. I could say that to all of you.
Yes. And so it is.
And us to
so
you.
It is. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Now, here is one. Look at that. I'm filling up the time. Hang on. Here is one. See, I was writing these poems before I talked to the Elohim. Right?
Yeah. Yep. Crazy.
And so it all started in Carlsbad, California. And I was selling sunglasses at a booth there. And it was the end of the day, and I said, what am I doing selling sunglasses? I mean, I got caught up for 20 years selling sunglasses. And I know this. I'm supposed to play music. I'm supposed to do something creative, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was in my RV, and I took out a notepad, and I started writing. And here's the way it came out. Looking into the eyes of the multitude, the eyes as windows to the soul, young eyes, old eyes, Spanish eyes, black eyes, Arabic eyes, Sephardic eyes, gay eyes, gang eyes, tired eyes, enthusiastic eyes, rock and roll eyes, jazz eyes, in love eyes, lonely eyes, angry eyes, happy eyes, bedroom eyes, kitchen eyes, hurt eyes, silly eyes, dense eyes, wise eyes, friendly eyes, impoverished eyes. The eyes have it, always telling a story about the being looking through them. 100,000 eyes, 100,000 stories, all connected to one energy. Step down into the physical world via the karmic path of the being. The eyes of the multitude, the eyes of God looking back at me. P.S. Want to buy a pair of sunglasses?
Who could resist?
Yep.
And I remember when I wrote it, and I said, geez, I can still write, you know? And I wrote another, and another, and another. And I started sending them out on the internet. And that, you probably remember the story, because I said it, but I started sending them out to different metaphysical magazines, and two or three of them started putting my poems in, and one of them said, we don't do poems, but would you like to write on assignment, right? Mm-hmm. And of course I said yes, and then they said they were going to pay me, and I started I was interviewing people. I interviewed Greg Braden. I interviewed Yuri Geller. And then some lesser, and Ram Dass. How many, do you know Ram Dass?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I said, geez, I'm a professional. God. And then during that period of time, I might as well tell you the whole story here, because this is amazing. A guy that I had written songs with, that I always had some kind of cantankerous relationship with, sent me an email about Sai Baba having sex with his disciples. You guys know, some of you don't know who Sai Baba is, right?
Right.
All right. Sai Baba was this Indian guru that people thought was a manifestation of God. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I don't know if this was a trick or not, but he used to be able to open his hands and he would seemingly manifest things out of nothing, like rings and whatever. And he would give them to people, right? So this email that this guy sent me had an article about Sai Baba having sex with his disciples, right? And discrediting him.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking, I wonder who wrote this article. And I clicked the link on the bottom of the page, the bottom of the email.
Put your name on it?
No, I didn't write it. No. You know who wrote it?
Yeah.
David Wilcock. And then I started reading some of his channelings. And I said, this guy is pretty good. And then I read a little section on his website with the Edgar Cayce connection. And he never said he was the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I knew enough about Edgar Cayce. I said to myself, if this guy is telling the truth, he has to be the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. So I went and called my editor of the magazine. She was quite savvy, metaphysically. And I called her up and I said, I think I've discovered the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And I think this is the story of the decade. And I want to interview him. And so she asked me for his website. And then she sent me an email and said, Wynn, this guy looks like a wacko. And I said, he may be a wacko, but I think he's Edgar Cayce. So she said, you can interview him. And I was making $150 an interview. You can interview him, but I'm not going to promise to run the interview until I read it. So I sent her the interview, and she called me back, and she said, oh, my God, you're right. He has to be Edgar Cayce. And then she said, I think you're the one that's supposed to write a book about it. And I said, I never thought of writing that book until she said that, okay? And I don't think I would have. It seemed like too overwhelming. I didn't have enough money. And then I said, writing this book is going to be the most important thing I ever did in my life. And I stopped selling at fairs. And I said, I got to finish this book. And I just lived in my little RV and went to coffee shops every day until the book was done. And
I used to go with him to the coffee shop, and we'd have so much fun. We'd edit different parts of it and rewrite it and rewrite it and rewrite it until it was really good.
Yeah.
Well, I've experienced the book as a masterpiece. It's the best put. You gave it so much attention. It's the best put together. It's unbelievable how much time you have put into that, and it's I greatly appreciate it.
Well, look at all the time it caused you to put into our calls. And if it wasn't for you, we might not be doing these calls. You know that? I could have just gotten discouraged. Yeah. In any case,
one of the things that when we were working on it, I would ask the Rabu for information, because they were involved, and like they would say, no, don't put so many Edgar Casey quotes in it, in between the chapters. Put rock quotes in there. And they'd say stuff like that to me. And I'd tell them, but I didn't
believe that was coming from the rock group. Okay. And
need to move on, guys.
What's that?
We're still on BBS. We need to go move over to a whole planet healing.
All right. 712-770-4340. PIN 250-513. 712-770-4340. PIN 250-513. We will see you in a moment.
If it went too fast, you can also go to wholeplanethealing.com and find the phone number.
Yeah.
Thank you, Wynn. Thank you, Terry. Thank you, everyone.
Thank
you. We are unmuted.
Thank you from Seattle.
It's about time you were here, Cecil. We needed you at the beginning of the call.
He was there for a long time.
I was taking care of my wife, and I got in the middle. Apparently, you had the mics open. I didn't know it. And Heise had a mutiny. So I'm sorry for making a mess in the middle.
Okay, guys. Let's go. Well, let's unmute everybody.
We are unmuted.
Is everybody unmuted? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll see you in a moment.
All right.
Good.
Yeah, got my wife here by myself. Got my wife here by myself, so I kind of have to juggle my time, and hopefully she doesn't disturb me during the invocation.
All right. No worries. Right. So whatever happens.
Okay.
Well, if you get stuck, I'll just fill in, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
See you over in the other call.
Okay.
Goodbye.